and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
This week, we have been going through a series on family. It is one of the things we value as a ministry, and our values somehow dictate why and how we do the things that we do. These values are to have an impact, not just in our life inside the church, inside the church walls, but these values are to be evident in how we live life all throughout. I remember as a young Christian, sitting in a parenting seminar, it was said that when children are young, they get their identity from their parents. However, as children grow older and as parents age, the dynamics change and it becomes the parents who now get their identity from their children. That was a very interesting thing for me to learn at that time, especially as a young Christian, to see the dynamics of relationships and especially family life. Today, we will look specifically at the fifth commandment of the Decalogue. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16, it says, "Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may go well with you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you." That text actually adds to the one in Exodus, which says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you." You see, the text we read is the fifth of the 10 commandments God gave Moses for the Israelites upon their exodus from Egypt. The 10 commandments encompass the overall prescription of God for the way the people are to live after Egypt. These prescriptive guidelines actually cover our vertical relationship with God and the horizontal relationship we have with others. Starting these relational guidelines with the rest of humanity was a command to honor one's father and mother. This command was actually one that was given to adults or to grown children, and not the command given to young children who were still living independence on their parents. So this command is for all, whether children married already or still single, living independently of parents or still living under the same roof. Now, what does it mean to honor one's father and mother? There are a few practical points and application as we look at this command. First is this: we are to respect and care for our parents. The word honor means to make heavy. We are to take seriously our relationship with our parents. We are to give the corresponding weight to the relationship, treating them with distinction and as a priority. This is what it means to respect them. In the biblical times, this carried so much weight that there was a law in Exodus 21 that put a punishment on children for striking their father and mother. That's how important this command is. We care for our parents by loving them as practically as they loved us when we were growing up. You know, when children are young, parents care for and nurture them, helping them do things they otherwise would be unable to do for themselves. As parents age, that caring and nurturing turn, it now becomes the children's role to care for their parents. You know, my seminary professor said it simply, there is no excuse for stinginess toward parents, even as he quoted scriptures to support this. Well, this command does not tell children to honor their father and mother when they live honorable lives. This kind of command do give an onus on the parents. Parents are to live a life that is worthy of honor. The relationship of parents and children are to reflect the kind of relationship God has with His people. Parenting comes with an authority. This authority, however, is one that is to carry responsibility and not a license. There is a responsibility to care for children, the responsibility of caretaking, that as parents, there is an awareness that children are entrusted to your care. It is not a master-slave relationship where there is subservience, but one where there is love and concern. I remember my mother would always say that to the degree that she can, she does not want to make life difficult for her children. She has taken that responsibility seriously, even when she has already reached an age where culture says she can demand things of her children. She is now 82. She's now 82 years old, and that, I believe, is very honorable. Now, to be honest about it, not every experience is the same. The reality is it is never going to be a smooth journey honoring imperfect parents. Thus, we need to understand one truth. Obedience seeks to be blessed by God and not our parents. This is not to say that parents are not to bless their children. By all means, be the most generous parents there could be. As children, though, we are not to honor because of what our parents can give us. We do not do what's right because of an inheritance from our parents we are seeking. More than anything, it is the blessing of God we are to seek in life. This fifth commandment is said to be the first commandment with a promise that you may live long, that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. The promise of the blessing of God speaks of a multi-generational blessing, and it's not just about an individual's lifespan. The way we honor our parents will affect the kind of life that generations after us will also have and live. You see, parents could work so hard for the future and welfare of their children, and yet nullify all that by the way they also treat their own parents. If parents truly desire the welfare of their children and the generations after them, then it is imperative that we include in this plan the way we are to treat our own parents by honoring them as the Bible commands us to. You know, we live in a society where excesses abound. Even commands that are by nature designed for our own welfare could be taken to an extreme. On the one hand, there are children who do not know how to honor their parents. Worse, those who blatantly refuse to do so. On the other end of the spectrum are children who become simply subservient and do everything just as they are told, regardless of right and wrong. Others are unable to determine how to live, determining such things. Where do they stand in that spectrum? Now, how do we strike a balance with these things? Well, how do we live life where we don't go to either extreme? When we look at the Ten Commandments, the commandments that affect our horizontal relationships, they come only after the commandments that give instructions regarding our vertical relationship with God. And we ought to remember one thing. Our relationship with God is primary and is the basis of all other relationships. Our relationship with God is foundation to all our relationships. It is the primary relationship we are to have and should be the one where we base all other human relationships, including that with our parents. When we obey the command to honor our parents, the premise of that command is we also live life and do everything with the honor of God as our motivation. When we remember this, it becomes a guidepost to how we are to live life and obey the commandments that pertain to our human relationships. We can avoid excesses of any kind when we are anchored on the honor of God. As we end this morning's worship and prayer, I'm reminded of a quote made by my professor. And he said, and this is the quote that he gave in class. It is a painful journey from our earthly fathers to our heavenly Father. Truth is, living in a broken world makes relational challenges abound. The commands to honor are not always easy to obey and live out. Yet the promise of God's forgiveness and grace remains for us all. Today, I want to pray for everyone that we may walk out the grace of God in our familiar relationships. Some of you need to extend forgiveness. Others need to receive such forgiveness. Others need to have your hope restored. Why don't we pray? Father, author of everything that is good and true, we lift up to you our respective families. May you be the author of our relationships. Lord, for those needing to extend forgiveness, may they find the grace to extend such forgiveness, remembering that they have also been forgiven. Lord, for others, I pray that you would enable them to receive forgiveness from their loved ones, giving the ability to have a fresh start. For those who have lost all hope with regard to their earthly families, may you bring a restoration of such hope to them. Lord, be honored in all our relationships today, especially that with our earthly families. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Why don't we worship God?
In the power of resurrection, in the sharing of suffering, to be shaped into your image. I wanna know you, I wanna know you, in the parting of the waters, in the fires of the furnace, in the shadow of your refuge. I wanna know you, I wanna know you, in the days of revival, in pursuit of the broken, in the glory of your purpose. I wanna know you, I wanna know you, in the days of the waiting, in the fight, in the straining, till there's just one thing remaining. I wanna know you, I wanna know you, I wanna know you, I wanna know you, Lord. And I know I don't deserve this, only you make me worthy, so I keep preaching over. Treasures or trophies to compare with your glory, so I keep preaching over for you.
Thank you for joining us today. You are sent out to be the salt and light to your respective families, showing how God's light brings transformation to the world we live in. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. God bless you and have a great day, everyone.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.